When Sinai Temple's Simchat Torah Festival took place on October 14, there was plenty to rejoice. The festivities kicked off at 5 p.m. with a block party held on a closed-down Holmby Avenue, a residential street bordering Sinai's Westwood campus. It was all joyous vibes as the synagogue's clergy, co-senior rabbis Erez Sherman and Nicole Guzik, led the hundreds of partygoers in Hakafot. Dances performed on Simchat Torah that see people circling the bima while carrying Torah scrolls. "Don't lose steam, don't lose steam," Guzik implored the crowd. "We're only at the third Hakafa. Everyone oblige." On Holmby, children waved Israeli flags while Sinai Temple cantor Marcus Feldman led a four-piece klezmer band in upbeat Jewish tunes. Sinai Emeritus Rabbi David Wolpe and Rabbis Avi Taff and Gavriella Kornsgold also turned out, as did community members from Kehillat Israel, the Pacific Palisades-based community that was uprooted from its physical campus by the Palisades fire earlier this year. They were all in celebratory spirits. It wasn't just Simchat Torah, which marks the completion of the annual Torah reading cycle, that everyone was celebrating. Just one day prior, Hamas had released all 20 of the remaining living hostages, a moment the Sinai community had been eagerly anticipating for more than 2 years. The event was dubbed the Sinai Temple Niv Reviv Zeal Simchat Torah Festival, named after a woman who was murdered on October 7. Niv's cousins are members of Sinai. On Holmby, Wolpe dedicated the program's sixth Hakafa. Traditionally, seven Hakafot are performed on Simchat Torah, to all Sinai members who refused to give up hope for the return of the hostages. Around 6 p.m., everyone in attendance began marching onto the Sinai campus, where they found seats inside the temple's sanctuary. Marking the hostages' return, the Sinai leadership then ordered taken down a 20-foot by 20-foot banner that featured photos of all the hostages, along with the text, "Keep their names alive," that had been hanging prominently on Sinai's wall for the past 2 years. Those in the pews cheered as the banner was removed. The recitation of the Shehekiano, a Jewish blessing of gratitude, followed. "I didn't think they'd come home and that we'd able to take the banner down by the time this event was happening," Sherman told the Journal before Tuesday's event. But they did, acknowledging the joy surrounding the return of the hostages, along with the concern over the deceased hostages who've yet to be returned. Sherman and Guzik, who are husband and wife, described the gathering as Mar versus Matic, Hebrew for the bitter and the sweet. Immediately following October 7, 251 seats in the Sinai sanctuary were sectioned off to commemorate the approximately 251 hostages abducted by Hamas. But on Tuesday, the roped-off seats were for each of the deceased hostages still in Gaza. "Sinai felt the tragedy of October 7 on a personal level. It isn't only Niv Reviv who has relatives at Sinai. Amram Cooper, who was abducted by Hamas on October 7 and died in captivity, had a niece who is a Sinai congregant." As of press time, Cooper's remains were still in Gaza. Those in attendance danced with two Torah scrolls that were dedicated to Reviv's family and to Cooper. But it was an evening of mixed emotions, a rejoicing occasion tinged with sadness because of those whose bodies have yet to come home. After everyone came together in the sanctuary, Rabbi Taff read the names of each of the deceased still being held in Gaza, and in response to each name, everyone in the sanctuary said, "Akshav," Hebrew for "now." The singing of Naomi Shemer's "Jerusalem of Gold" followed. By the end of the event, there was a giant blank space on the Sinai sanctuary wall where the hostages' banner had previously been. The blank space symbolized joy, hope, and the return everyone had been waiting on for far too long.